following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Dr. Seuss for stoners on the Stoner Jesus Show. Pass that bowl. Pass that bowl. I said pass that bowl, you bogarting asshole. I do not like you holding it so long. I was ready to go get my bong. I want to get high too, not just sit here and stare at you. I would like to fire up that green and blow the biggest cloud you've ever seen. But you were puffing that bowl like a fiend. Yo, just pass that shit, dude. I'm fucking serious. Pass the fucking bowl right now. You're smoking up all the fucking weed, man. Yo, dude, I'm about to bust yo ass with this lamp. Now give me the fucking bowl. Stupid motherfucker. See? Damn, yo, it's cashed. Yo, you're bleeding on my carpet, homie. Homie?
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Fucking A, damn right, bitch. Words are indeed my shit. Stoner Jesus Show. I am your host, Stoner Jesus. We're live in many places as we usually are. Twitter and Periscope is Stoner Jesus 420. We're also on the Stoner Jesus Show page, the Stoner Jesus page on Facebook. We should be on Twitch as well. Last time we went live, there was a problem with Twitch. It's Stoner Jesus 420 Twitch, if you give a fuck. You may or may not. All of these places, we are live, of course, in video on demand. I put clips on the YouTube channel. Don't go live there anymore. Copyright issues, that always give me shit. I don't need shit in my life. So I eliminated that shit. I put clips up there, the WeTube as well. As far as the podcast goes, many places, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, CannabisRadio.com, of course, StonerJesus.net for all things. All information on the show, sponsor bands. We got a couple new sponsors tonight, actually a couple returning sponsors, which is always a mark of a great vehicle for your product. I don't want to get all infomercially on you. I'll save that for later, but a lot of our sponsors come back. They see how it is with us, they see how it is without us, and they choose to be with us. If you're not with us, you're against us. If you're not with us, it's fine. I don't, you know, you do your thing. I'm not worried about it. In any case, a lot of shit going on tonight. TheStonerJesus.net. Like I said, sponsor banners, past shows, links, all information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net. Go check it out. Kill that intro music. We get it. Show rocks. I agree. If I may be so bold. To do it that way. Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 34. We're doing it live on July 12th, 2020. Tonight, we have Slow Car Chase, which ended pretty interestingly. Also, Gayfish 2020. And Ronnie and Donnie, the now dead conjoined twins. Then we'll devote the rest of the night including a new voicemail from St. Peter, to the most important issue that's going on right now, of course, and that's Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and their weird, very fucking public marriage. But all that coming up. You want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook group for the hardcore fans of the show. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/stonerjesus. If you didn't know, you can follow for free. I got a lot of adult star interviews up there now. I'm still planning on posting, recording and posting the full entire screening of Deep Throat, the classic porn film, with complete with bong rips, my live commentary, and of course, the most important part, Jim Beam shots. I'll take a Jim Beam shot for every money shot in the movie. I don't know how many that is. I've never seen the movie before. So it'll be an interesting thing. That'll be $3. It's because of the nudity. I have to put it behind the paywall. But hopefully it'll be something you would enjoy and chip in a little bit for the show and the very important work that I do. All of this important work that I'm accomplishing with my life on the internet. It's really incredible what you can do if you set your mind to it. OnlyFans.com/StonerJesus. Now, Gayfish 2020. That's right. If you didn't think the election of 2020 could get any weirder, you know, with the two old, decrepit, dementia-ridden sexual predators that are running against each other. Well, how about this shit, bitch?
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Kanye West is making good on that promise from the 2015 MTV Video Music Awards. And now, President Donald Trump is weighing in.
I feel like I have a responsibility.
In an interview with Real Clear Politics Tuesday, Trump said that if the rapper actually does run for president this year, he would have to view it as a trial run for 2024. Noting that because the election is just 4 months away, it could be hard for him to get on the ballot in many states. But a source tells ET, there's no ifs about it. He's, quote, 100% planning on running.
The world would be a better place.
It's important to note that as of Wednesday, Kanye is not currently registered as a candidate with the Federal Election Commission. After announcing his bid for...
Right, so he waits. He waits to really the last possible moment. I know it's a weird year with the coronavirus and all that, and time seems crunched somewhat, but July to November is not a lot of time. And I understand he's very famous. He's got a lot of social media followers and all that, but... is it really a serious thing? And I'm not saying that being president of the United States is a serious thing. I think it's a fucking joke. The system is so riddled with corruption because the people that power attracts are not good people to begin with. And if they were good people, they quickly become just like everybody else. Anybody who seeks power to rule over other people, they're not good people. If they devote their life to ruling others, they are not good people. That's not a generalization. I think that's true across the board. Which is why, that's how you get this shit. We get two dementia-ridden, corrupt, sexual predators, possibly pedophiles, to run against each other. And those are only two choices. It's not like, well, we got these two dudes and a bunch of other people. No, that's it. That's it. And of course, Gayfish 2020, which the meme is making the rounds on Twitter. It's funny. He's not a gay fish. But he is running for president.
President in a tweet on the 4th of July alongside the hashtag 2020 vision. Regardless, Trump doesn't seem too worried about the competition, describing the whole thing as very interesting. Yeah, biggest understatement of the decade. Anyway, Trump, who's had a pretty friendly relationship with Kanye over the years, also added that the A-lister has a real voice.
Ever since Trump won, it proved that I could be president.
Oh, he has a voice all right. In a new interview with Forbes, the fashion mogul opened up about his presidential run, explaining, quote,
fashion mogul.
Like anything I've ever done in my life, I'm doing to win. And get this.
Doing to win. That's a lesson for you kids out there. Always do it to win.
Kanye, who has famously donned a MAGA hat in the past, says he no longer supports Trump. Quote, I am taking the red hat off with this interview. During the 4-hour-long, wide-ranging interview, Kanye also revealed that he would run as a Republican if the president drops out, or as an independent if he does not. The rapper admitted he's never voted before. He also believes that he had the coronavirus back in February and said vaccines are the mark of the beast. As for his running mate, Kanye said he selected Michelle Tidball, a preacher from Wyoming. Oh, and he
who? Tidball.
Envisions a White House organizational model based on the fictional country of Wakanda in Black Panther.
Wakanda forever!
And while a lot of people don't know what to do with all of that, myself included, his wife Kim Kardashian
The Entertainment Tonight breaking out the sound effects.
Sheehan is backing him 1,000%.
In life, what I've learned is you just kind of have to go with it.
A source tells ET that Kim is unwavering in her support of Kanye and loves that he isn't afraid of what people think of him.
I've seen him go through a lot, and he's just the most genuine person. And, you know, he might say things that might get misinterpreted and people don't see the context behind it, but I always know his heart.
So there you go. Gayfish 2020 coming at you. This next clip, story, whatever. You see a lot of these car chases, these slow car chases, fast car chases, whatever. But not many of them end the way that this one did.
He's going, going, gone. Over the edge of a parking deck. Luckily, you can see moments later the driver survived, but police in Pomona, California.
Why is that lucky? He drove off a parking garage. I mean, if that don't deserve death, I don't know what does.
California say he led them on a 2-hour slow chase before it all ended here. About an hour into the 20 to 30 mile an hour adventure, the SUV allegedly cut off another vehicle's route and rammed it multiple times. Police say he ended up in a cul-de-sac and somehow found his way to the
and there he goes.
This elevated parking lot of an area business, soon flipping over a fence onto the street below. He was allegedly seen running red lights, stop signs, and making random U-turns. It's unclear what started the pursuit, but you can see once the driver's down on the ground, he voluntarily surrenders. He was taken to a hospital and is in custody, but police have not yet said what he's charged with. For Inside Edition Digital, I'm Lisa Wojtycki.
I'm not sure what he was charged with. I am sure that he was on various things. Drugs, alcohol, maybe a combination of the two. Either prescription drugs, legal, illegal, pharmaceutical, street drugs, a combination of all of the above. He's driving slow everywhere, the slow chase. Then he doesn't see he's driving off a parking garage. And then he flips over completely and he gets up and he's seems relatively fine for what he just went through. So, a lot of drugs. Someone who's had a lot of experience with St. Peter. I know all the symptoms. The erratic driving, the driving off of things and flipping your truck, that fact not phasing you. All of these things are things that St. Peter has done before. New voicemail from St. Peter coming up a little bit later on the subject of Jada Pinkett Smith. Also next segment, we'll be talking about the most important thing, of course, which is the marriage of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. But before we get to all that and the commercials for the new sponsors and the bits I played during the breaks and all that stuff, we have two men conjoined in life and now conjoined in death.
I'm Ronnie.
I'm Donnie.
Ronnie and Donnie Galleon lived their entire lives face to face. Born in 1951, the conjoined twins defied the odds and lived to be the oldest conjoined twins in the world. Over the years, Inside Edition celebrated many milestones with Ronnie and Donnie. We were with them when they had a dream come true, attending a Dallas Cowboys football game.
Happy birthday.
In 2014, we celebrated when they turned 61. Joined at the sternum, both shared a lower digestive tract. Each brother had his own heart, stomach, and legs.
I came out head first. My brother came out feet first.
As children, to pay for medical expenses, the brothers worked in a circus as a sideshow attraction. The brothers did everything together except for one thing, watching TV. In the mornings, they would shave each other, even go out to breakfast, where they were treated like celebrities in their hometown of Dayton, Ohio. For the last 10 years, Ronnie and Donnie lived with their younger brother, Jim, and his wife, Mary. Jim says his brothers died from congestive heart failure.
To live 68 years conjoined to your brother, that's a legacy in itself.
Ronnie and Donnie were 68.
So, a couple things. First of all, can you imagine being face to face with someone for 68 years? Think about all the people in your life, even the people you love the most. Sometimes you just got to get away from those motherfuckers. You can't take it. But no matter what happened between these dudes in 68 years, they couldn't get away from each other. Obviously, there's other things that come to mind, like, well, you know, and I guess the way they were conjoined, maybe they didn't, it doesn't look like that. Maybe they had private parts, or at least access to their private parts. I don't know how that worked. They didn't get in depth enough in the story to describe their whole biological habits and all of that. So I guess they didn't have to worry about, you know, jacking off together, or, I mean, I guess I'm not, I mean, I don't want to make assumptions, but I guess they don't have to worry about getting laid. You know, whoops, not that I'm in my microphone. Not that I'm, you know, saying I would do much better in that area. You know, I don't have another person, you know, attached to me, so I'd probably do slightly better, you know, with the ladies. But, it, you know, but just imagine, 68 years. 68 fucking years, you're looking at this motherfucker. All the stupid shit they say and the stupid shit they do and their annoying habits and all that. And there's never a time, let's say like some kind of screen they could put up, a privacy screen. They put up some kind of privacy screen between them. Just get some fucking alone time. Oh, I can't imagine. Now, their long journey has come to an end. In any case, coming up, as I said, we're devoting the rest of the night to Will and Jada. Because that is, well, that's what's going on. You think it's coronavirus and civil unrest and police brutality? No! Dummy. It's Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. All joking aside, it's fucking interesting. And then the fact that they sit at a table together to talk about it, which is what you do nowadays. You got something going on. Hell yeah, man, put it on there. Let 50 million people watch it, whatever. It's, you know, it is what it is. I'm not saying I would do any different. I'm just saying that it's been big on Twitter. I'll put it that way this week. It's very, very popular and much, much talked about. All that is coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 34. We are live in many places. You can at me at StonerJesus420 on Twitter. We're live there, of course, on Facebook as well. Oh, crap. It says live video interrupted. Hold on. We got problems. There we go. Hope it's not a new video. That would be annoying if it was a new video. My stream was interrupted midstream. Hopefully there's no more of that. In any case, if anything happens to the show, it is, I keep recording it and all that, so it will be, you know, put up in its entirety if it is broken up. I'm hoping that it is not, because that would suck, and that would be annoying. Will and Jada coming up. New St. Peter voicemail on the subject of Jada Pinkett Smith also coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back. Dig nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Build your own tubes. BYOTubes.com. You can follow them at Transformer Tube on Twitter. Transformer Tubes are a family of modular components with many options available for you to customize your pipe. Welcome to the world of Build a Bong. That's right, you heard me correctly. Get different pieces to build your own customized, durable pipe. BYOTubes.com. Build your own. Check out all the different categories they have, different setups, accessories, gift cards, and more. BYOTubes.com, a proud sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show at Transformer Tube on Twitter. Go check them out. Follow them. See what you can build. BYOTubes.com. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
On this episode of Hoarders, Buried Alive, we travel to the basement of the Stoner Jesus Studio complex to witness a collection unlike any other. An estimated 16,000 XXX VHS cassette tapes, a mountain of pornography, all belonging to a man named St. Peter.
Yeah, I got a lot of tapes. Man, I got a lot of tapes. I've been collecting them for a long time. Whenever they started making VHS tapes. You really haven't seen porn until you've seen it on a VHS tape, man. And the XXX, back in the day, with the big bush. It was awesome. It was awesome, man. It was the best thing ever. I could whack it all day. I have tens of thousands of hours of pornography and my trusty VCR. I can whack it all day and all night. I'll never run out of porn. Never, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. I mean, I had to call Hoarders in just to see if something could be done about this. I don't know where we're gonna put any more tapes. There are tapes everywhere. Not only in the basement, they're spilling up here. I'll open what I think is a broom closet, and a bunch of porno tapes will fall out, and these women with huge bushes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Something needs to be done. He's obsessed with these VHS tapes. 16,000. What kind of person is that?
Yeah, a lot of these. I can't get rid of these, man. This one right here has John Holmes in it. You know who John Holmes was? Man, he had a massive penis. It was like 13 inches or something, man. It was huge. It was a huge schlong. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get rid of this one, man. It's got Ron Jeremy in it. You know who Ron Jeremy is? Oh, man, he has a massive schlong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of these are just collector items. This one right here, man, I can't get rid of this one, man. I gotta keep this one. It's got Peter North. You know who Peter North is? Man, he can shoot a... He could shoot a load like 7 feet. It was like a world record or something. I think I really read about it in the Guinness Book of World Records, but I'm not sure. It really doesn't matter, man. I can't get rid of this one. I can't. No. Get out. Get out of here. I'm not getting rid of any of them. I'm keeping my tapes. Don't take my tapes from me. Jesus. Where's Jesus? Don't let him take my tapes from me, Jesus. Don't let him take my tapes.
Yeah, it was quite a scene. It's quite a scene. We try to forcibly remove the tapes. I don't know what St. Peter's deal is. It can't just be masturbation. Why would you need 16,000 tapes to jerk off? You really need that much? And we have computers and DVDs and stuff now. Why VHS tapes? Why
VHS tapes. They get, you watch one part too much and it gets all messed up and like the tape inside, and if like the tape gets pulled out and it unravels. It's awful. It's awful. Why would anyone want 16,000 XXX VHS tapes? I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't understand me, man. He doesn't understand. Yeah, these are like my babies. They're like my babies. Not like the rats are my babies. They're just rats. They're everywhere, as you know. But no, these are my babies. My tapes. I need my tapes, man. I need my tapes. I'm sorry I got a little violent earlier. I hope that one guy's going to be fine. I've stabbed somebody with a pin many, many times. I have a great experience with stabbing people with pins. I'm sorry. I hope he's going to be okay. I didn't mean anything by it. You can't have my tapes, man. You can't have my tapes.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com. Pear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com. The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Unfortunately, during the break, we had another stream interruption, which has broken the video into two parts on Periscope and on Facebook. I'll go ahead and relabel those later. And on Facebook, I'll do what I normally do when it happens. We'll link part one. I'll put a link to part two in there. And part two, I'll put a link to part one, etc. All you really do on Periscope is relabel. When it'll go up on podcasts and all that, will be the full show. Because as I said before, I am recording. I record every show for many reasons, including this reason, that when there'll be some continuity, there'll be a full show, there won't be any interruptions for people who are here at the recorded show. And I can use the video at some other point, you know, if I can rebroadcast it in its entirety and that, just in case people want to see it. All kinds of stuff. Many, many options you probably don't give a shit about. So we're moving on. Will and Jada, that's right. Will and Jada. We do have a voicemail, the St. Peter left, on the topic of Jada Pinkett Smith. But for now, we'll deal with the actual thing that's going on. You may have seen for many weeks there's been speculation about Jada Pinkett Smith and this dude that I've never heard of banging. Apparently that's a big deal. And they did their little podcast thing. She has a show called Red Table Talk on Facebook. And it's a podcast as well. Or I guess the, you know, her and her mom and her daughter are very sassy and candid and, you know, whatever. So she decided to get sassy and candid with Will. I'm going to talk about it coming up. I'm going to have a story from, I guess, Entertainment Tonight or somebody, whoever covers this shit, E, I don't know, somebody. But first, I was going to play a little bit of the video of just them talking without the commentary. So you can get a little taste for the awkwardness that ensued throughout the conversation.
It's a situation that I consider private.
You just feel like it ain't really nobody's business.
Yeah. But
yeah. But now Black Twitter has claimed it as their business.
But, you know,
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes.
And of course now, entanglement is big on Twitter as a euphemism for, you know, knocking the boots, if you will.
Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship, absolutely. I was in a lot of pain, and I was very broken. Now, in the process of that relationship, I definitely realized that you can't find happiness outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily enough, you and I were also going through a process of healing in a much different manner. Mm-hmm. I would definitely say we did everything that we could to get away from each other, only mm-hmm. to realize that that mm-hmm. wasn't possible.
So what happened, Jada?
Okay, so let's start with, I guess about 4.5 years ago.
Yeah,
started I think it was about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Started a friendship with August.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually became really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started with him just needing some help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me wanting to help his health, his mental state.
Because for me, that was the thing when Aug first came around, he was really,
really sick. He was really. You know?
I love that Will Smith has a nickname for him, Aug. My buddy Aug.
Really sick, yeah.
And the outpouring for him from our family was initially about his health.
Yeah. And I mean, we found all those different resources, mm-hmm. you know, to help pull him through.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you kind of get the idea about that. This is the story, as I said. This is from Good Morning America. Many, many news outlets covered this for obvious reasons. The most obvious being that we need a fucking distraction from all the other shit that's going on in the world.
Our cover story, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith got candid on Red Table Talk, confirming that Jada had a relationship with another man when the duo was separated. Take a look. One of Hollywood's most beloved couples, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
I do not know why the volume on that video is so low. I got it jacked up. That's an ABC problem, not a Stoner Jesus problem. Although it's my particular problem right now.
Addressing together a shocking chapter of their marriage.
So that's what we're going to start with.
This is
a very personal journey.
Yeah.
That became very public.
In this episode of Red Table Talk, a series hosted by Pinkett Smith, known for its candid conversations, she let her husband ask the tough
sassy and candid
questions.
So what happened, Jada?
Following weeks of speculation, the superstars confirming that while the two were briefly separated, Jada entered a relationship with singer August Alsina.
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes. Yes.
A relationship.
Yes, it was a relationship.
The 51-year-old actor opening up about the extramarital romance.
I wasn't sure I was ever going to speak to you again.
I know.
Yeah, like the fact that I'm speaking to you again is a miracle.
When couples get to the point where they are done with their marriage, the way Will and Jada were with theirs, and they come back together, the key thing is to work on recreating that connection. That connection is the key to any marriage.
The Smiths have long been considered an unshakable couple, expressing their love and devotion consistently throughout the years. The two stars reflecting on their journey as a couple.
There's a real power in the just knowing somebody's riding with you no matter what.
Yeah.
And you really can't know that
until you go through
some stuff.
The fact that Will and Jada could talk about what they went through publicly really just shows how solid their marriage is.
And emphasizing the love they have is still strong, despite Jada's relationship during their marriage.
We have really gotten to that new place of unconditional love.
And according to Jada, her relationship with August began when he was having a lot of health problems and she wanted to heal him. And she herself felt broken and she says, quote,
wanted to heal him with her vagina and the power that her vagina has.
Wanted to feel good. At the time, both Will and Jada say they thought their marriage was totally over. August even claimed he had, quote, permission from Will to date Jada, which Jada emphatically corrects that she is the only person who can give permission for her to be in a relationship. But what a candid conversation and real honesty about their marriage.
I think they're doing a service to couples everywhere to understand that you can hit rocky shoulders.
Yeah, so, and on Twitter, it seems to be, at least among some people, what they believe is common knowledge that they've had an open marriage for many, many years. I think they've, you know, alluded to aspects of that. There's been a long list of women that Will has been connected to over the years with, you know, movies and stuff. Who knows? If that's what they choose to do, that's, you know, it is what it is. But it's interesting. It's very interesting. They would take all that. And even this day and age where you kind of get used to that, you're still not used to it enough to where it kind of takes you by surprise when two people like that get on in front of hundreds of millions of people and just talk about shit. But as they pointed out, maybe they didn't have much of a choice with the way that dominated the discussion on Twitter for weeks upon weeks. Now, not to beat a dead horse, but the next segment is also about Jada Pinkett Smith. St. Peter, of course, he hasn't been here a while. He leaves voicemails and such from time to time. And he did so again, I guess it was earlier today. He wanted to talk about his time and his entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith. So that is coming up. I was about to say it's something you don't want to miss, but I couldn't say it with a straight face. That's why I started laughing. It's something you don't want to miss. If you've never heard St. Peter before, if you don't know anything about him, well, you have to stay and listen. You have no choice. Because if you don't, you'd be like, what did I miss? What happened? What was so important? Why was Stoner Jesus fucking laughing so much for no reason? All those questions will be answered coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live. Chapter 3, verse 34. Doing it live on July 12th, 2020. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to say welcome back to one of the original Stoner Jesus Show sponsors, Vapor Brothers. Check them out at VaporBrothers.com or click that Vapor Brothers banner at StonerJesus.net. They are the inventor of the original Vapor Box since 1999. You can check those out. They come in all kinds of cool artistic designs. They also have vaporizer parts, pens, glassware, shredders, and more. Check it all out at VaporBrothers.com. They have the original Whip vaporizer. They got stuff from Santa Cruz, Magic Flight, Scientific Inhalations, and more. Shop it all at VaporBrothers.com. You can also find essential herbs and oil blends and more. VaporBrothers.com and click that Vapor Brothers banner on StonerJesus.net to check out all that they have to offer. Thank you. One of the original Stoner Jesus Show sponsors, now returned Vapor Brothers. Click that Vapor Brothers banner at StonerJesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You know, during Dance with the Stars, I started feeling discomfort.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was doing these old man smells. And yeah, it was kind of embarrassing because, you know, all the Dancing with the Stars crew, cast and crew, you know, they were all young kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, this old guy would come along and do one of those silent farts, you know, that you don't know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you smell, and everybody go, what the hell smells? And, you know, and you knew it was me. And so I'd scurry off to the bathroom, you know, and that's when I knew that there was something wrong.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 34. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Of course, we're live on Periscope and Twitter and Twitch and Facebook. Although Facebook is telling me that I've done some kind of content copyright bullshit. My video is blocked, so fuck you. I'm checking that. I'm turning that off. So maybe just Twitch and Twitter and Periscope. StonerJesus.net. You can find live streams, links, sponsor banners, past audio episodes, social media links, all that stuff. StonerJesus.net. Now, continuing with our Will and Jada discussion. Really can't be a full discussion of what is happening without St. Peter's input. St. Peter has been here for a few years, leaves a lot of voicemails. He went out to find himself, answer life's greatest questions. Basically, he ended up doing a lot of drugs and disappearing for various points in time, for varied lengths of time, and got him a job scraping dead animals off the side of the road for some town somewhere. And then he thinks he got coronavirus and had it for a long time because one of his other coworkers talked him into snorting the liquefied brains of a bat that they scraped off the road. And he did so, and he had all kinds of fucked up symptoms. And it was just voicemail after voicemail about that. Now, he seems to have gotten over his bout with coronavirus, or whatever it is you get from snorting bat brains. And he's been leaving voicemails about other subjects, a lot more, you know, current event related. Like this, of course, we just talked about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and what's going on Twitter and social media and the world of the internet when it comes to that. Now, we have St. Peter's input. Apparently, there was a time when St. Peter thinks that he was in some sort of entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith, and he called to leave a voicemail to relay to us that very interesting story. And now I play it for you for your entertainment.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I want to give you a call. I saw that, that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have been in the news a lot lately. I'm sure you're talking about this kind of shit. You talk about a lot of the celebrity stuff on the show. Anyway, Jada Pinkett Smith was like, I guess he was banging that dude. It looks like a black Ronald McDonald. So I just wanted to call in, tell you about the time, I don't know if I ever told you this, Jesus, about the time that, I had a little, relationship or, entanglement, if you will, with Jada Pinkett Smith. Well, I mean, I really couldn't be classified as a relationship, or maybe not even an entanglement. It was more of a, like, I met her one time at a gas station, and we had a conversation, type of thing. So I got to this gas station, I was showing up. You remember that little car I had, that Chevette? That little Chevette I used to have, Jesus, I used to drive around in? Well, anyway, I stopped at the gas station. It was, like, getting gas in my Chevette, and, like, some chick pulled up in this Jeep, and she got out, and it was Jada Pinkett Smith. Jesus, it was her. She was right there, just looking hot as fuck. You remember how hot she is, Jesus, and especially that character she did with the different colored eyeballs in Gotham. Man, I fucking love a chick with different colored eyeballs. Anyway, Jesus, I'm like, well, man, I'm gonna never get a shot like this again. To talk to Jada Pinkett Smith and tell her how hot I am, or how hot she is, rather. A little Freudian slip there, Jesus. I did a little bit of both, if you know what I'm saying. How hot I was and how hot she was. Anyway, Jesus, you know me, I'm not afraid to shoot my shot, as the kids say. So I just walked right up to her and I started, you know, spitting my game or whatever, and telling her how much I love her in Gotham and whatever. I don't know, I guess she was worried about, like, paparazzi or, like, people, like, swarming her for autographs or whatever. Because, like, she wouldn't admit to, like, being Jada Pinkett Smith. She just kept telling me she was some woman named Keisha. So I wasn't buying that crap, you know, Jesus, because I know people, and I know Jada Pinkett Smith. And I know she pulls up in a Jeep at the local gas station near my house, or where I was staying at the time. But that's not important, Jesus. It involves a lot of illegal activity, so I'm going to skip that part about where I was staying. Back to the gas station, Jesus and Jada Pinkett Smith. So I'm talking to her, I'm spitting my game, and, like, she's getting real pissed off because I guess I'm blowing up her spot or whatever about, like, you know, with the paparazzi and autograph hounds and whatever. So, she keeps saying her name is Keisha. And eventually, man, she got really pissed off, and I'll never forget this because, like, it's still one of the things I masturbate to this day, Jesus, is when Jada Pinkett Smith told me that if I didn't get the fuck away from her, she was going to, quote, split my wig, end quote, Jesus. And just the way she said it and the fucking anger she had in her eyes, and she was, like, reaching under her purse probably for, like, some, I don't know, some pepper spray or something. I guess she didn't realize I'm allergic to, I'm not fazed by that kind of shit, man. I built up a tolerance to, like, pepper spray and whatnot. Hold on, Jesus. Oh, sorry about that, Jesus. I'm a little colder. Anyway, Jesus, So, yeah, so she told me she was going to split my wig. And, man, that was so hot, but she looked pretty fucking serious, you know? So I kind of, like, you know, backed off, and she got her gas or whatever and left. But I'll never forget the time that I got into an entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith at the local gas station, even though she wouldn't admit that it was her. It was fine, because I still have that memory of Jesus. Her telling me she's going to split my wig off. I think I'm going to go jerk off to that right now, Jesus. As a matter of fact, now I'm thinking of it, it's so hot. She was serious too, man. She was literally going to fucking split my wig. It's so hot. It's so hot, Jesus. I got to go take care of this. Fuck you, Jesus.
So there you go. The latest from St. Peter. A few things. Didn't need all the build up toward the eventual masturbation at the end. It was unnecessary. Didn't need it. Another thing, the odds that was actually Jada Pinkett Smith at that gas station are extremely low. Extremely low. So low, I would go as far as to say non-existent, if you will. In any case, so Sam Perry believes in a brief entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith, we could all be so lucky. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 34. That's going to do it. So I don't know if that's on the Facebook video. I'll relabel the Periscope videos 1 and 2, Parts 1 and Part 2, because of the stream cutting out. It's all very disappointing. Very disappointing chain of events. We did the show again. It'll all be intact on stonerjesus.net. Go check us out there. It is, as I often say, your mom's favorite website. She's probably on there right now. Dirty whore that she is. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Retweet all that stuff. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. Check me out on the High Noon Hemp Show on many of these same platforms. Temptations Beach page on Facebook as well. For the Jedi Hemp, check the Jedi Hemp YouTube channel. Contest going on there. You want to win some products and stuff from Hemptations, which is, of course, one of our longtime sponsors. Go subscribe to the Jedi Hemp YouTube channel. You can find us on YouTube as well. All my stuff's linked to stonerjesus.net. As I said, thanks, everybody, for checking out the show, for watching and listening. And as always, peace, bitches.